So he faces federal corruption charges. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is still a loud voice in the debate over the proposed Iranian nuclear deal. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that the votes from the other senators from our region may prove to be more important to the White House.
Menendez and Secretary of State John Kerry know each other well from their days serving together as Senate Democrats. But none of that collegiality was on display when Menendez questioned Kerry on the Iran deal.
But let me go. I have limited time. You've been with the Iranians 2 years. I have 7 minutes.
So. I know, but it's worthy.
Mr. Secretary, let me ask you this. I'm seriously concerned about the lifting of the arms embargo that creeped its way into this deal.
As the secretary sat there fidgeting and frustrated, Menendez laid out a laundry list of concerns he has with the deal, including that it will allow Iran to develop an industrial-scale nuclear power program. Still, Menendez says he has not made up his mind.
Well, I haven't become an opponent. I'm just highly skeptical of it for a whole host of reasons. And I haven't come to a final decision in the hopes that I can get some good answers or some tough questions. But, you know, when I get to the final conclusion, you know, I'll let my colleagues and the whole world know about it.
If he does oppose it, Menendez may not be able to rally the troops against it like he used to. He's had to step aside as the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee after the Department of Justice dropped a 14-count indictment against him, alleging he accepted lavish bribes. The Republican chairman of the committee, Bob Corker of Tennessee, says Menendez isn't playing the lead role on Iran as he would have a few months ago.
Well, I mean, anytime you're not, you know, the lead person, it affects things.
That said, Corker says New Jersey's senior senator still holds sway.
But I don't think it's diminished in any way his impact as far as the types of arguments that he makes and the way people listen intently to what he has to say.
That's partly because Menendez took a leading role in crafting the sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin is replacing Menendez as the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. Riding on an elevator in the Capitol, Cardin explained how one's vote on the Iran deal has less to do with the White House's lobbying blitz or efforts by opponents to torpedo the deal.
I think this is an individual judgment here. So I think I'm not sure we're persuading other people. It's how our own views are being formed. So I think Senator Menendez raises a lot of questions that many of us have, and it's been helpful in the process.
So where do other senators from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware stand on the deal? The president can't expect much, if any, support from Republicans, especially not Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
I think they were just so determined to get a deal that they agreed to a terrible one.
As the White House feverishly tries to round up support from congressional Democrats, it looks like the president will need allies in the Senate from the Delaware Valley. So far, he hasn't solidified any. With the Secretary of State sitting in front of him at a hearing, Delaware's junior Democratic Senator Chris Coons described the Iran deal this way.
And I'll say, as I look not at the spin or the politics of this agreement, but as I dig into the substance of it, it is an agreement built on distrust. It is a wedding day where the bride is shouting, I hate you and your family, and the groom is shouting, I distrust you and you've always cheated on me, and each is announcing their distrust of the other really at the outset. And I do wonder what the alternative is, given that disagreement here seems inevitable.
Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker are still reviewing the proposal and have yet to endorse or condemn the deal. Delaware's senior Senator Tom Carper is currently the president's best bet in the region. He says opponents of the deal have not convinced him that there's a better alternative.
I'm leaning yes, and I'm still going through information gathering.
Still, Carper says he needs a little more convincing on at least one sticking point.
Our ability to police the deal, and if the Iranians... for lack of a better word, cheap, for us to know that and to be able to call them on it.
These senators will be spending the bulk of August away from Washington on their summer break. That gives constituents back home a chance to try to sway their votes. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.